Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. We're taking a look today at some of the content featured on The Juice.
So, where should we start? How about that chess match?
Good idea. This one's pretty interesting. It's titled, In Chess Match of Champion versus World, It's a Draw. Basically, Grandmaster Magnus Carlsen played against, well, the world.
Over 143,000 online players, right, collaborating on moves. That must have been slow going.
It was. 46 days. Each move for the world side took 24 hours to decide collectively.
Wow. And it ended in a draw.
Yeah, after 32 moves, a threefold repetition. Carlsen actually said the world played very, very sound chess.
That's quite a compliment. And a record for the biggest match ever, I saw.
It was. So for discussion points, you could talk with students about collaborative problem solving, maybe collective intelligence.
Or even just strategy, you know, in games, in life. And what counts as a win if it ends in a draw like that?
Good points. Okay, next we have the quote of the day. This one's from Jim Brown.
Ah, the football legend. What's the quote?
It's, success is not only for the elite, success is there for those who want it, plan for it, and take action to achieve it.
Powerful. And Jim Brown, I mean, he wasn't just a phenomenal athlete. Syracuse, Cleveland Browns, Heisman, MVPs, Hall of Fame.
Right. He was also outspoken on racial issues, had an acting career later on. Quite a figure.
Definitely. Yeah. So discussion starters here could be about defining success personally. Is it just money or fame?
Or the importance of planning and, crucially, action. You know, not just dreaming, but doing. Overcoming obstacles, too.
And maybe the impact athletes can have beyond the field.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. There's an article, The Biggest U.S. Cities Are Sinking. Sounds alarming.
It does. It's about subsidence. A new study found, 34 million Americans live in areas where the land is sinking.
Yeah, and it said all 28 of the largest U.S. cities are sinking to some degree. Houston's the fastest, apparently, around 5 millimeters a year.
Which might not sound like much, but it adds up. And the main cause?
Primarily human activity using groundwater. When the water's pumped out, the soil settles and compacts.
Makes sense. And the risks are pretty obvious. More flooding, damage to buildings, roads.
Exactly. Infrastructure issues. One of the geophysicists involved, Leonard Owenhen, basically said cities need to start planning for this now.
So for students, this connects directly to environmental science, human impact, urban planning challenges.
And thinking about long-term consequences. Yeah. Really important stuff.
Okay. Next topic takes us towards national security. Trump unveils plan for space-based Golden Dome defense system.
Right. This is a proposal for a massive $175 billion space-based system to intercept missiles.
From anywhere, including space itself. That's the goal.
Apparently so. It involves layers of satellites, sensors. Comparisons were made to Israel's Iron Dome, though this seems much more complex and space-focused.
And there's pushback. I imagine China wouldn't be thrilled.
They voice concerns, yeah, about turning space into a battlefield. Plus, critics are questioning if it's even feasible and the cost.
Yes, the cost. The CBO estimated it could be up to, what, $542 billion over two decades just for the space parts?
Something like that. Huge numbers. So potential discussions here involve national security, obviously, but also tech advancements in defense.
The ethics of militarizing space and that constant balancing act between perceived security needs and the actual cost.
Definitely a lot to unpack there. Now, a more somber story next. Two Israeli embassy staffers shot in D.C., Chicago man in custody.
Yeah, I saw that headline. Truly awful. Two staffers killed.
Very tragic. The suspect was arrested and reportedly yelled, free, free Palestine. He apparently has a history as a pro-Palestinian activist.
And this is happening, of course, with the ongoing conflict in Gaza as a backdrop.
Right. The victims were a young couple. Apparently, one was planning to propose. Just heartbreaking. The suspect also reportedly posted an online manifesto about the war.
And former President Trump weighed in, calling the killings anti-Semitic.
Yes. So this is a really difficult topic, but maybe for older students, it could open discussions about how global conflicts impact people everywhere, the dangers of extremism and hate.
The very real human cost of these conflicts. And the importance of understanding different viewpoints while always condemning violence. It's a tough balance.
It really is. Okay, let's end on a more positive note. This story is UK-trained dogs chase and corral poachers in Africa.
Oh, that sounds hopeful. Dogs Helping with Conservation.
Exactly. It's a UK nonprofit, Dogs for Wildlife. They train dogs in Wales, specifically to track poachers in Africa, people targeting rhinos, elephants.
What kind of dogs?
They mention one success story with Shinga, a Belgian Malinois. She tracked a rhino poacher for almost 3 miles, led to an arrest.
Incredible. That must take intense training.
16 months, apparently. And the trainers form strong bonds, but they know the dogs are going for the greater good, as they put it.
That's really inspiring. Great discussion topic. Animal conservation, definitely.
Yeah, and the role animals play in helping solve human challenges, the impact of poaching, and just the dedication of people working in conservation.
A nice way to round things out.
Well, that gives you a snapshot of some of the topics on The Juice today. We hope this quick overview provides some helpful context for you.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in. We really encourage you to explore these topics further with your students. Keep that curiosity going about the world.
Thank you for joining this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.